If roller coasters make you sick or terrified, fair warning, this will not ease those fears nor your stomach. A dozen riders on the X coaster at the Magic Springs and Crystal Falls Amusement Park in Arkansas spent half an hour hanging upside down 150 feet off the ground. A power outage shut the coaster down at its highest loop. Even though only one person threw up after the ordeal, we're curious, what does all that blood rushing to your brain do to you? Jim Kelly's a neurologist at the University of Colorado and joins us on the line from his office there. Nice to have you on the program today.
Thanks, Neil. Good to be with you.
So if you hang upside for half an hour, what happens to your head?
Well, the blood obviously rushes in that direction. It's drawn by the gravity that ought to be working in the opposite direction, obviously. The veins in us, actually, from the head down, are used to having gravity help them, if you will. It kind of enhances that draw back into the chest and the heart. So this is the situation that the heart, lungs, brain aren't really used to, but can actually, in young, healthy people, make an adjustment. And by itself, for most people, even for half an hour, would not necessarily produce anything that would be a lingering effect.
All right, so there's no long-term problems from any of this.
It would be unlikely. The people who have predisposing problems would perhaps know about that ahead of time if they had what's called hydrocephalus and they had a shunt tube that goes from the brain down into the chest or abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals who have some kind of anatomical abnormality of the brain, such as a blood vessel abnormality, an arteriovenous malformation, something like that, those people would be at higher risk. There's the highly unlikely circumstance in which somebody who doesn't know they have a problem like that, like this blood vessel abnormality, would actually have a problem under the circumstances that could be a big problem. But for the most part, we're talking about young, healthy people who do these kinds of things. And for them to be upside down, the body really does a pretty good job of adjusting to it. It's not obviously a healthy thing to be doing for a long span of time, but as you may
well,
know...
Don't yoga masters hang upside down for
absolutely
an extended
as
period
what I was
of time?
About to talk about. There have been spans of time where these boots you would hang in a doorway and people would actually do then exercises in the inverted position, or certain rack-like devices that actually stretch the spine by gravitational draw by hanging upside down. Those sorts of things have been used, and even then there were people who said, maybe this isn't such a great idea. On the other hand, I've just looked because of this story to see if there were any medical articles that talked about catastrophic outcomes from this, and I couldn't find any. So,
did they do studies on anybody who was hanging upside down 150 feet off the ground?
Well, that's the other part of it. The anxiety and the bodily position that the individual is in for that span of time, which is really only intended to hold you in as you bounce around and flip upside down, that may present a different kind of a problem with muscles being stretched, odd positions that the body would be in, and the anxiety, obviously.
Yeah, the effects of stark raving terror.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. And then what happens at the bottom when finally you get off and all that blood rushes to your feet?
Well, it takes just a matter of, for most young, healthy people, a matter of seconds to minutes before that situation actually reverses itself, and you get back to your normal physiological state. It may take some people longer, but mostly it's a very short turnaround for that, actually.
So the body will stabilize long before your adrenaline levels stabilize.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, as it turns out, Neil, I should point out that pilots in training go through a variety of G-force exercises and special suits that actually create physiological circumstances not unlike being held upside down.
Hmm.
In order to drive blood up into the head so that it isn't being drained down when the forces of gravity are pulling it downward. So the body can actually even adjust, and there are some things that we do in fairly common circumstances, common in the sense of fighter pilots and so forth, where these kinds of pressure changes are done within what we know to be the spectrum of normal and reversible, if you will. And we know especially in aerospace science, what those effects are.
They don't know when it's coming, though, at the top of the loop, and it stops, and they hang there for half an hour.
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
And the other part, as you can imagine, I don't know if you've been in these devices. I think they're terrific. But, you know, some people find the padded metal device that is like a shoulder strap on both shoulders holding them down, upside down, would probably not be very comfortable for very long.
Over my dead body. Jim Kelly, thanks very much.
Quite all right.
Jim Kelly's a neurologist at the University of Colorado and a member of the American Academy of Neurology. He joined us today by phone from his office. Sitting right side up, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.